G'day, welcome to the Simple Cooking Channel. Today, I'm going to show you how I make Play-Doh cake pops. So for those of you that wanted to meet my little daughter and have been asking, she's just been born about a week ago, and here she is. Her name's Ayla. She's just had a feed, so she's very, very sleepy. So I'm going to put a little annotation link just up the top right. Click on that link and subscribe to me if you haven't already. So let's go. Oh, smiling. Put in 3/4 cup of soft butter. Then about 85 grams of cream cheese and 1 cup of sugar, white sugar, super fine sugar. It's all good. Now just turn your mixer on or beater and just cream this until it's light and fluffy. Now add 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence or vanilla extract and add 1 egg. Now just mix or beat this in until it's smooth. In a separate bowl, put in 2 3/4 cups of plain flour. Then add 1 teaspoon of baking powder and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Just give it a little stir. Add your flour mixture in with the soft mixture. Now you can either mix this by hand or with a spoon, or if you've got an attachment like this, which is good for mixing dough, use this. Now we're going to want this to be doughy. Get the doughy mixture and break them up into fourths. Then you want to just put a few drops, or as many drops as you want, of food coloring, different food coloring into each. Drop it into the hole. Now just move all but one, and you want to just mix this colour in. So it doesn't have to be completely even, it's just so it's reasonably tinted. So you can knead it in, crush it in, whatever you want. So this part is done. As you can see, you don't want them to be, well you can if you want, but you don't really need them to be super, super bright like Play-Doh can be. So you just want it to be tinted nicely so there is color. Wrap each one in saran wrap, put it in the fridge for 2 hours. Now that these have been in the fridge for 2 hours, we want to probably take about half of each mixture and then break them up into balls. Now you should have 4 small balls. Now you want to just put them all together to make 1 large ball. There you go. Now you want to start to roll this. Just roll it out so you get a long, thin piece. Probably about 12 inches long. So it's sort of like a small snake. Alright, it's a bit more than 12 inches, but that's fine. It's, you know, bigger the better. So just like I've done with the first two, just coil them together. Then get some sort of stick like this so they can be cake poppied, and carefully put it in there. Probably to about halfway or or so. Now just pop these in the oven at 175 degrees Celsius, which is 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And you're just going to bake them for around 8 minutes, or until they're just lightly browned.
Well, hope you like these. Yum. The other side, coolio. Oh, as I said, so simple, so yummy. I want to eat it all. Mmm. Oh, that's awesome. I'll see you next time for my next meal.